This Sunday, Jesus tells us a beautiful story. It's almost like Disney World, you know? It's about the green grass and the beautiful birds flying in the air. Jesus tells us about fields and fields of pretty flowers. It's a pretty picture. Learn from the way the wildflowers grow, Jesus says. They do not spin or work. Yet even Solomon, in all of his splendor, is not clothed like one of them. Nice. But in Jesus' pretty picture, in this pretty garden that he paints for us, there are some nasty wolves hiding in the bushes. Wolves. Four of them, as a matter of fact. And do you know what those wolves are that Jesus puts in the bushes? Worry. Four times, Jesus says. Do not worry. Worry, worry, worry. We're worried about what we're going to look like. We're worried about our age. We're worried about our weight. We're worried about the future. Do not worry, Jesus says. As a matter of fact, he says it in such a way as if it's almost a commandment. Thou shalt not worry. The wolves. Wolves hiding in the bushes. I looked it up this weekend. I went to Google, and I Googled worry. And you know what I found out? When we worry, it speeds up the aging process. When we worry, we respond in the same way as if there is some real physical danger that's threatening us. Our heart rates increase, our breathing becomes heavier, and we sweat. But you know, many of the things that we worry about, we can't address that as if it's something that we're going to fight or flee from. We worry. We worry about the credit card bills. We worry about the mortgage. We worry about the work, that person at work, you know. We worry about the kids. We worry about the grandkids. And we can't deal with these things physically. So all the while we fret, when we're in bed and we can't go to sleep because we're worrying, our bodies become flooded with stress hormones that can lead us to an increase of heart attacks, an increase of possibility of stroke, and even ulcers. Do not worry, Jesus says. Wolves. Wolves in the bushes. We all know that wolves are vicious predators. They're wild dogs with huge teeth. And if a wild wolf, if a hungry wolf gets a whiff of fresh meat, our worries, nothing will stop that wolf from attacking. Especially if the wolf runs in packs. Wolves are wont to run in packs, just like our worries. We'll lay in bed and we'll start worrying about something, and then we'll start worrying about something else, and then something else. And wolves run in packs, and so do our worries. Jesus tells us, do not worry. Biloxi is named after an Indian tribe. It was a Choctaw tribe of Indians. The Biloxi Indians, they were so afraid of wild wolves in this area that they attributed, the Choctaws made them out to be witches. Well, we've done the same thing in our modern day. We've made wolves into werewolves. And of course, we've even put them in children's stories, you know? Little Red Riding Hood, the better to eat you up, my dear, wolves. Do not worry, Jesus says. It's almost as if a command. Do not worry. Some of you may know that I have a little dog in the rectory. Shortly after arriving here at Nativity a few years ago, I decided to adopt a little dog. And so I went online and I looked at these adoption agencies, just a little dog. And I found a little 10-pound white dog in Baton Rouge. I adopted her, and I renamed her Bingo. She's a Catholic dog. She's a pretty little dog, Bingo. But I learned on the drive home that Bingo was a bit of a wolf dog. The adoption people told me that the little dog had been abused as a puppy. And boy, did I find out. Because on the way home, I stretched over to give her a pat, and she bit me. Then she bit me again, and again, and again, and again. Then she bit Jackie, the secretary of the church. She bit Father Adam. She bit the seminarian. She bit the volunteers. She was a wolf. But I didn't give up on Bingo. I was real gentle with the little dog, Bingo. I gave her treats. I talked to her real nice. I rarely raised my voice at the dog. And I petted her when she'd let me. I'd pet her. I gave her dog treats. I took her for walks. I treated the little dog very gently. Well, that's been 3 years now since I adopted Bingo Dog. And guess what? She has turned from a vicious little wolf into the gentlest little puppy. Bingo, she'll jump in my lap. When I let her down from downstairs for the day, for the beginning of the day, she runs up to everybody and jumps up on them and wags her tail and smiles. You can pet her, even her face now. She plays like a little puppy, all because I was gentle and I was patient with her, and she came to trust me, and we have to do the same thing with our worries. Because our worries can be like wolves. Do not worry, Jesus says. So the next time you start worrying, don't let that wolf dog bite you. Make friends with it. Make friends with the worry. Be calm. Don't panic. The next time you start worrying, give it a little treat. And it will turn from a wolf that'll give you an ulcer into a little puppy dog that wags her white tail. Do not worry, Jesus says.